Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ladies Night Podcast. This is your host, Ms. Lauren Enchanted, here with my girls, Lexi, Lex, and Mika Neek, a.k.a. Lexis Moore, and me, myself, and Judith.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
This is Season 2, Episode 22, something like Confessions of a Side Chick. Right, I had to clear my throat on that one. But you guys, as always, can follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. Follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. And like our Facebook page, Ladies Night Podcast. And also send us those letters, comments, questions if you want the ladies to fix your life. Email us at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. We have lots of great advice.
We're moms. We can lead you in the right direction.
Right, we got the answer. So send us those moms questions. Moms know best. They really do, though. Mama know, as Boozy said. And we do have an event coming up. Our first meet and greet.
Yay!
Will be March 30th at... Dun, 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 dun. Can I get a drum roll, please? At Howl at the Moon. So we are finally dropping the location. We're super excited to finally be able to do something to interact with you guys person to person, which a lot of our listeners we already know, but if we don't know you, come on out and meet the ladies. So make sure you do that. But other than that, how have you all's weeks been?
Good. It was spring break and it was short lived.
Were you doing the Miami spring break thing? Did
you turn up? Oh no.
We turned down. No studying this week at all.
Right. I only did like a little bit of schoolwork. Very, very little schoolwork.
Yeah. I had a little bit on Monday. I'm on spring break too and I got a new job. Holiday.
Nice
little pay increase.
Increase.
I'm excited. Exceedingly and abundantly. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm trying to.
Let me be one of them, actually.
Humbly.
My week was good, too. I, not on spring break, but it was still a good week. I didn't do much, worked a lot. Spent some time with my chiseled.
That's always fun.
Right. So, again, the topic of our episode is just side chick, side pieces, extramarital affairs, things going on outside your relationship. Our theme songs for this week are Trey Songz, Disrespectful, Future, Keep Quiet, Creep by TLC, Creep, excuse me, and My Little Secret by Escape, which is the old school, back in the day, you ain't real if you don't know that one.
You're my little secret, and that's how we should keep it. It's on everybody's mind about you and I. They think so, but they don't really, really. Girl, that was my song. Especially when you said that high note at the end.
Everybody cheats.
Girl.
But you gotta know how. You gotta know when. You gotta know why.
So, moving right along. this week's parenting tip, Nika, you got us?
Yeah, this week's parenting tip is about encouraging our kids when they get frustrated and start to have negative self-talk. Malik's been trying to be more independent and put his coat on by himself and his socks on, and sometimes he gets really mad at himself because he's not doing it as fast as he wants to, and he'll say, I'm not a big boy, I can't do it.
Aww.
Yeah, and it really hurts my feelings when he says it. I'm like, I know you can, I believe in you, I know you can do it. But I was reading this article and it said that when we do that, it probably frustrates them more than, not saying that at all, because it becomes a power struggle. And just think about one times when you said, I can't do something, and somebody's like, yes, you can. We get a little frustrated with them. So
that's true.
The article said to say, you can't do it yet. Like, you can't do it right now, but you're going to be able to do it one day, which lets them know that you believe in them. To empathize with your kids, remind them that they're learning something new and that it's going to be hard and it may take a little time. Give them an example of a time when you had a difficult time learning to do something new. Ask them how they can do it differently, or ask them what part they're specifically having trouble with. And something I like to do is tell my kids to slow down or to just start over if they can't get it. And don't cry. Ask for help. Because I get tired of hearing them cry.
Right. Tell me what you need. Please.
Or use mumbling. Your words.
Right, girl. That's me all the time. Use your words, because Hunter be quick to whine. But you know what? It's good that Malik wants to do this stuff himself. Hunter, I literally have to make her be independent. Like, she's so used to be taking care of her, like, putting on her coat, putting on her pajamas. I'd be like, no, put your pants on. Take your, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, girl, you ain't the princess. I'm the princess around here, first of all.
And something I find myself doing is I have to make myself not take that independence away from him. Like, if he's going too slow and I'm rushing, I have to not just snatch the sock out of his hand and put it on for him. I have to let him be independent and let him learn how to do stuff. And he gets mad if he's not getting something and I try to do it, if I try to help him put his coat on.
Girl, be a man.
So, okay.
So, I'm the man of this house.
So, I just let him do it, you know. Just let your babies know they can do it.
Right, and definitely. And I am one of those parents, too, that would be like, come on, you can do it. You know how to do this. It's fine. So I'm going to have to stop doing that.
Yes.
Because it comes so naturally. Because you think you're encouraging them. You think you're like, you know, being in their corner.
I'd be like, I believe in you. I know you can do it. You're probably like, shut your ass up.
We have moments of independency when Terrence, you know, he'll go and try and turn on the TV and do the DVD player by himself. That you know, things like that. But then when I walk out the room, or just now, as y'all probably heard in the episode, I am so sorry. Trying to have him just sit here and just read his book. But no, I had to pick him up and now he's sitting on my lap. So, you know, we have moments.
Right.
It comes and goes and spurts. We're still working on it. And then there's times he really surprises me and can sit there and watch the movie and just walk into the kitchen real quick, see what I'm doing, and go right back in the room. So, yeah, it just depends, you know. We're approaching two, so hopefully some of it will kick in a little bit more.
Right. That was a good tip. Lex, you got some, any tea?
Of course.
Relevant news question for us?
Alexis.
Oh, Terrence just pressed Siri, so sorry. yes, I have.
Interesting question, Alexis.
Right.
Not my name, but okay.
yes, I have tea and, of course, our usual icebreaker. So, speaking that, this is Confessions of a Side Chick or Side Piece episode, whichever. Or
you better not ask no questions. I'm mad. But go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. But go ahead.
Let me do my thing. Okay, so this first one is a two-parter. So, the first one says, things women say when they catch men in a lie. I saw it off Wild and Out and I thought it was funny.
Just tell me the truth. Just be for real. Be honest.
Nigga, I already know you lying. That's what I always say.
I'll be like, well, you know. I drag it out. I'll be like, well, you know, it's funny. And I always start with, like, oh, didn't you say?
But I thought you said.
Right, but I thought you. Right.
Like, oh, really? Well, that's not what I heard.
Okay. Mm. That's another.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like,
so I'm just gonna put it in my face like that. Save it till I, you know, I need to do what I need to do.
No, I like gotta give him a second chance. He'd be like, "Oh, are you sure that's what happened?" Yeah. You positive? Oh, okay.
Show me the call log.
No, there you go. Right. All right, so let me get the receipts then. Okay, that's fine.
I remember one time one of my exes was cheating with a friend of a friend, and I was like, "Look, you can either tell me the truth, or I can go over here and ask such and such, and she can tell me the story."
Right.
I really asked both of them.
But now with my ex, when I found out he was cheating, I said, so is it true? You fucking her? Is that what you fucking her? Is it true? Well, I'm like, no. Is it true?
Right.
Or not? you gonna tell me the truth today.
Ain't that it?
You ain't lying your way out of this one. Okay, so the second part is reverse, on the flip side, things that women will say when they have to cover up a lie. Yeah, it gets deep.
I really don't want to give away no free game. What question
is this? What you trying to do here, bro?
We said confessions.
I know, but I've never really had to cover up a lie, so just I don't really have anything to say. I mean, if I don't feel like talking sometimes, I'll just be like, oh, my phone was dead. Or I didn't even know she called. I was busy cleaning. But that's not because I'm cheating. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking on the phone. And people don't like to hear, I just didn't feel like talking, so I didn't answer your call. Like, nobody likes to hear that.
True.
So.
That's the truth.
I had to curve someone last night at, I went to the R&B only party. And this guy was trying to get at me, but he was the ex of someone that I'm really cool with. And I was like,
oh, hell.
I said, no. So when they, so of course, when they started trying to holler, I said, you know what, and they're like, well, let me see your phone. I said, you know, my phone been freezing. It's been acting up real bad lately. Oh, my friends are here. Good to see you. Bye.
Lex is a good deflector, by the way.
She is.
I'm gonna throw that out there.
We didn't watch her tell some stories.
Right. So I just want to say she's a good deflector. I use that other word. She's very good at that. But what you be saying, Nika?
Huh?
Another deflection. That's all right, though.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
Sure.
It doesn't necessarily have to be cheating, just a lie in general, Nika.
I was asleep.
Oh, that's the usual.
See, the shoulder shrug with that.
I was asleep.
I don't know. That's the best I got. But
I'm trying to think what anything else I've said to cover up a lie. I can't think of it. That's the best I've used. Like, I just try to.
I don't have a babysitter. If I want to do something else, which that sounds wrong. I shouldn't have said that out loud. But there have been times where I just be like, I don't have a sitter when really I'm just going out with my friends. I think weekend the party girl, so I said I didn't have a babysitter.
Oh, damn. Not party girl weekend.
I'm just kidding. That did not happen. But that would have been funny though, right?
No, she lying now.
Whatever. I don't lie. I just tell jokes. So, moving right along.
Yeah.
So,
for the tea topics.
Yeah. Okay.
I got my tea topics.
They're trying to put us on Front Street out here.
We said confessions, okay?
On to the next.
Okay. So, tea topics, speaking of cheating. So, Safari opened up for the first time about the first incident of Nicki Minaj cheating on him. Happened to be with Nas when she did the Right By My Side video. Because y'all know he was the main man in the video, as y'all recall, right? So apparently what happened was, you know, they had their little rehearsing scenes. And then behind the scenes, it was going down. And Safari caught them kissing. And that wasn't for rehearsal. And he was really upset. That was like the first incident. So it was surprising to me because I would have thought her and Nas just got together, you know.
Tipping professional.
Yeah. I didn't know that stuff had been going on prior to them having been together this past year. So that's interesting.
That is interesting. And I feel bad. I actually like Safari.
And that was 2012. So that means that the flame was lit for a good 5-6 years.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Did y'all ever watch the interview she did with Angie Martinez?
No, I did not.
And she said that her and Safari didn't work out because, you know, basically she was a career woman and that if she wasn't a rapper, that they would be married. And so it's funny to hear that she was cheating on him.
It could have been just a one and done. She could have just got caught that one time.
They go together.
No, I think something
was
going on.
I'm just trying to give my girl Nick the benefit of the doubt.
Because my thing is,
slip up and get a little kiss.
She was dang near about to be engaged to Meek Mill, bro. And then the very first person you end up getting back with is the nigga you cheated on your main nigga with. That you did for 12 years. You went back to the first side bae. The very first side bae.
It could have been a little on off, you know, like... We just can't be together right now, so we're going to flirt a little bit, but, you know, there ain't nothing really going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right? What I'm really surprised about is that she cheated on that beefcake that Safari walking around.
Listen, because Safari...
That was the best kept secret.
Safari was out here slanging some schlong, okay? I said...
Look like he got a baby leg or something.
Right? That little baby arm.
I said, you know, I always liked him. I always thought he was funny, but now...
He is funny.
If I ever
he
saw him...
Slagged out too.
He could get it. I'd be a thought that weekend.
I never ever paid Safari any attention, ever.
I just knew it was Nicki's boyfriend. But on one of her albums, I think it's her first album, there was like a 20-minute interview clip with Nicki, Safari, and Charlamagne. And he hypes her up so much on an interview. I'd be like, I need a man like this that's going to be in my corner talking shit about people for me type deal. But like, I just can't. That probably wasn't the best thing for you because he knew you before fame. He already knows your tics. He already knows like... All the little
and she
stuff
was
about
getting
you.
Dicked down for 12 years.
I mean, it probably got boring to her.
How?
Y'all good pussy probably gonna get boring to somebody.
That's true.
No.
Because they
no.
Cheating.
Lex, please don't.
I'm gonna keep it
in the dark on this one.
I'm gonna keep it spicy. You'll never get bored. Okay?
I mean,
to my future man,
bored.
Wherever you are, you'll never get bored. Okay?
You gonna get bored.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I mean, even after the spice, after 12 years, I'm not saying that it makes okay for somebody to cheat or to walk out on it. I'm just saying that I think boredom is probably a part of marriage at some point.
Well, yeah, there's
the fire probably goes out and then gets rekindled.
Well, yes, you gotta keep it spicy. That's why you gotta keep it spicy.
All right, girl.
Bong, yeah. So, I'm so sorry. Ooh, this weather, y'all, got me all messed up. Excuse me, these allergies. Shout out to 21 Savage. He is out here doing more than just putting hot sauce on his chicken. He is out here teaching kids about financial literacy. He is starting the 21 Savage bank account campaign. So props to him. He deserves a shout out.
I was impressed with that.
I was too.
You need to teach these little cheerings.
Yes, I said, come on, let's teach them about this generational wealth. Let's get this money. Because I feel like halftime, I've been seeing a lot of these celebrities going to jail and owing millions of dollars in taxes and stuff. Right, okay. And so I'm like, can we break this cycle?
Cause that's just because they're greedy. They don't want to pay it.
Which right. I don't get, because it's not like you don't have the money to do it.
Speaking of T, is he still with Amber?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Yeah, okay. I think so. I definitely salute 21 Savage. I didn't really care for him for a while just because I would be listening to his work, music at work. And at this time, which people are still getting shot, but it was like bodies dropping all over the city. Bodies dropping all over the city. And I'm just like, you know, here we are listening to this man as he's talking about, I'm gunning you down, the people are dying. But that's what's up. Really? More of that, 21, and less of the pow-pow shoot you.
I'll shoot you. All right. So, for our little motherhood moment, congrats to Ray J and Princess. They had their gender reveal and they're having a baby girl. Y'all know she was struggling. They were struggling with getting pregnant because Ray J had a low sperm count. Yeah, he did. He changed his whole health and lifestyle up, and his sperm count went up, and that's how she got pregnant. So, props and shout outs to them.
That's why Walker and Tammy came here.
He did. Because he was nervous on the season when she thought it was her, and then he came out and said, like, babe, it's me, bro. My sperm count only like 9 million, bro. Compared to Safari and A1. A1 has 75 billion. I said, damn, you healthier than a mug. And then Safari had like 32. And he was like, okay, that's cool. But yeah, Ray J was losing. So yeah, congrats to them. Snapchat is losing $800 million in stock after Rihanna clapped back to them, because y'all know Snapchat was inappropriate over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. They had on the little celebrity side.
Would you rather smack one?
Smack Rihanna or punch Chris Brown? It was like, that was not appropriate.
Right.
And so she clapped back at them real fiercely, as Riri could. And yeah, people started pulling ads and people were upset, deactivating Snapchat's account. It was actually like a Monique boycott, but actually worth something, because this was like really, really serious. Not that Monique's wasn't serious. Yeah. But,
I mean,
you
in
know.
2018, I don't know how you don't know better.
Right.
Yeah. I remember when Teyana Taylor came for Rihanna and she put her battered face picture as the background on her Twitter page. She lost a couple of endorsements for doing that.
Yeah, you should never. You should not play with domestic violence. The only people that play around with domestic violence is the NFL. Because they ain't gonna let nobody go. They still got their job.
That's true. That's very true.
Any other industry, you should not play around with that.
All right. And then this last one I thought was real funny that I saw on the in the news media here. Two women got arrested for stealing at least $11,000 worth of bras from Victoria's Secret.
Them bras ain't worth a damn.
Listen, listen. I can't even fit Victoria's Secret.
Large, like, bro,
you can fit that shit. I got today.
Extra large. Give us an extra large.
I wouldn't understand. I would empathize if they was in the Tig Old Bitty committee with me and we talking about Lane Bryant, because my bras is $50 to $65.
Right.
So and that's if you get them on the buy one, get one half off sale. And I just found out my size went to where I can't even buy them in store. I got to go online. So now we're talking a good $70, $75.
Tell them why you mad then.
So if you was talking about Lane Bryant somewhere, I could empathize, but not Victoria's Secret. Who's it? Why you going to jail for stealing 6 bras? Why? Was it really worth it? Was it? So that's my tea for this week. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, Lex. Anybody got a mom confession this week?
I do. I've been drinking Terrence's Capri Suns. I left him one, though, when he came back with me. I was thirsty. I didn't feel like spending money or going to the store to get juice.
She said I left him one when he came back.
I forgot to make my detox water, and so I wanted something actual to drink, and the Capri Suns were there, and I'm a big kid. I used to smash those as a kid, so I said, you know what? The food stamps get refreshed next week. He'll be all right. I'll just make sure he got at least one for when he come back. He'll be fine.
Damn. Ooh, this just in.
This just him breaking news?
No, I saw Dr. Jackie follow me on Twitter, but it's not Dr. Jackie. It's some random Jackie. So anyway,
I said, "What? Okay, we got." I said, "We got breaking news." I was about to say, "Dum dum dum dum."
Right. So I don't. Do you have a random question, Nika? I don't think I have one.
I don't think so. I've been chilling this week.
So before we go further into the topic, this week we're gonna do a session of "Tell Us Why You Mad," the side chick edition. Or the in a relationship and your man has a side chick condition. You can be mad on either parts. Ooh. So if y'all
just be mad all around
and tell him why you mad real quick. Are y'all mad?
Why at side chicks?
I mean, or at the niggas, or at whoever.
I mean, I be mad. Oh, I be mad at niggas. I stay mad at niggas with side chicks. I stay mad at those. I don't fucks with you. No, I have no respect for you. Get on somewhere. Kiss my ass. Like no. No.
Tell them how you really feel.
No.
Anyways. Let's see. Tell them why you mad. I mean, I'm just still with SZA. Why do you bother me when you know you got a woman?
Come on. Why? Yeah. Why? What is the purpose?
What is the purpose?
I don't understand. Like, I really don't. And this goes to double standard. Let a nigga find out his woman cheating. His heart broken.
Let's just talk about that.
Ego shattered. To pieces. Can't date black women no more because the one broke your heart. But, you know, it's the end of the world if we do it. But niggas expect us to give you chance after chance.
This is true.
After chance. And it's like, no, I'm not.
But there's some side niggas out there, too. So we have to put it all on the ladies today.
That's true.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Is it bad that I feel kind of like... Maybe because
you hate the women.
No,
I really do.
But you know what? I think it is. I rarely hear of side niggas trying to purposely come in and homewreck some shit. Now, unless they crazy and they just psychotic, but like really purposely being like, well, you know, I'm messing with her because she paid my bills. I think that's what it is. I see,
but it's not a lot of women that do that either. Not as many as you think. Like a lot of times, you may not know. Because niggas be lying. They lie real good, too. They learn how to lie like a female.
They do be lying good. So before we get straight into the topic, I did do a little bit of research.
Okay,
so
research.
I found some famous side chicks that we can reference and talk about as we go through the show. So the first one is Marilyn Monroe. And if you guys want to share our live thing on your Facebook, you can do that too so people see it. But
We are live. Hey, y'all.
Right. Turn up for the Facebook. Follow us on Facebook if you haven't. Go back and watch our video. But the first one's Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, shit, I forgot about her.
JFK Sabu, that's saying him, happy birthday, Mr. President. And a little dramatic. Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, Lord.
While being presidential, that's like the full-blown scandal.
I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman.
When you did, bro. They just want to carry a lot on and on. They don't even want everyone to come.
We had to read. We read in between the lines. We know went down, Bill.
Right.
I still fuck with you, but we know we went down. We know, right. We know she went down.
Gloria and Laura Govan.
Who they?
Basketball wives.
Tamar's husband Vince. Remember Tamar called out the one sister and said that she was messing with the big one, Laura.
But she's skinny now.
She is skinny now. A lot of surgery. I know. And she does not. I liked her better big, honestly.
She don't want to take her ass to work. That's why she kept going back with Gilbert.
I don't want to go to work either. So
I guess.
Right. Gabrielle Union, who got a wife award. Shout out to her.
She was the side chick in that relationship.
Dwayne Wade wasn't completely divorced when they got together.
Okay.
So again, wife award. If we had the sound button to give a round of applause, right. I'd give her one. Alicia Keys, who also got a wife award.
That's the next one then, yeah.
Angelina Jolie, wife award. And Amina Butterfly, who's messy, messy, messy.
Oh, I can't.
But she also got a wife award. We're going to talk about her and Charles later.
I can't stand Amina.
I mean, she's got to take it away. She got her reward revoked.
Yeah.
But
she might as well have kept it.
That was the Steve Harvey. She wasn't supposed to get it.
I mean, she wasn't, but she got it. And so we're going to talk about that one later because that was all messy.
Mm.
So before we get further into it, or just as we get into it, let's define side chicks. Because men and women, I feel like, they can have like a one night stand with somebody outside the relationship, or they can have an ongoing thing that's like continuous. So it's like a one time thing considered a side bae or side boo?
Not a one time thing. I think a side chick is an ongoing.
Ongoing, yeah.
Ongoing.
So what would you call a one-nighter? Like a jump-off? Or?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's usually a jump-off. Would you say like a one-time mistake?
Side chick was a jump-off. Write that down.
Write that down. Yeah, I would be more mad at a side chick than a jump-off. I mean, I would still be mad.
I was like, you know, I'm mad at both of them.
I'm going to be mad at both because of the fact that you did it. Because with the jump-off, it's the possibility that he told her. Oh, sorry. With the jump-off, it's possible that he told her that he's single. Or he could have told her that he had a girl. She just went with it. Either way, it's bad. But with the side chick, that is a level of betrayal because it's ongoing. You kept going back. You kept entertaining.
You really don't even know because sometimes it is very unintentional. They be lying for a long time.
Well, I'm talking about the man. Like, if they be lying to the woman.
Oh, telling, okay. Yeah. I thought you was talking about
No. I'm talking about the man. Like, I'd be more... I'm talking about in regards to the man. Like, lying to the woman and portraying like they single when they not. And then keep going back to the side chick and we got a whole relationship going. I feel like that's a deeper level of betrayal.
It's all trifling.
It is all trifling. So, what's worse?
Oh! Damn.
We might just have to take a video.
I think Terrence knocked it down. I'm sorry, y'all.
Sorry. Where did we leave off?
Nika was saying that these niggas really be lying.
Oh, yeah. So what's worse, like a married man with a side chick or a boyfriend?
Married.
I know y'all gonna say that, but what's worse from like the perspective of the person being cheated on?
Married. We took vows, nigga.
At church.
In front of God, family, friends, the public. We got wedding pictures to commemorate this day. I wish a nigga... Oh, I swear. Look, I got mad just thinking about it. Oh.
I mean, but from some people's perspective, I feel like they would feel like when they're married, and this is going to sound very off to the left of me. This isn't the Lauren perspective, so. But when they're married, they're entitled to more, and they have that bond, or they know their man's not going nowhere because they're married. So they're like,
do we know that?
Well, some women will tolerate their man cheating. So that's what I'm saying. They, since we're married, they'd be like, oh, well, I'm going with the ring, honey. Because there are women out there who, we see them on Facebook all the time. Oh, y'all think y'all got him, but he comes home to me every night. I know y'all don't see the Facebook stuff.
They that he's mine, chicks.
The he's mine. You may have had him once, but I got him all the time. Can't sleep at night. He's mine.
Right, we'll do Steph smoking Steph.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So some people would be like, you know, at least since I have this ring, I have this.
No, I feel like if we are married and you're cheating on me, that's worse because I got to pay money to break up with you.
This is true. Like, or he might get his money. Yeah. Or he could get yours, depending on.
Yeah, see, it's just too much. Like, if you cheat on me and I'm your still girlfriend, I'm out. But I got to stay with you because I signed some piece of paper and gave it to the government.
And then on top of that, there are kids. So then we got to explain, why you ain't at the house. Daddy, mommy, why daddy not at home no more? Because he fucked up, that's why. But I don't want to explain that to the children. But see, it's too much. It's too much for. I got to figure out if I got to trust, if I can. I mean, I want to figure out if I can trust you again in a relationship. But yeah, but with a boyfriend, it's easier for me to be like, you know what, I'm gone. In a marriage, we didn't invest some time. We didn't invest money. We didn't invest a future. Like, it's too much at stake. No, we took vows, my nigga. We took vows.
I don't know. I think they're just as bad. Either way, I'm going to be hurt. And I'm going to be mad.
Oh, I'm going to be hurt and mad either way. But a marriage?
I just think marriage is so much worse.
It's more sacred, in my opinion.
And then, like, if you cheating before you get married and you keep cheating after you get married, ooh, that's real bad.
What was the point of us getting married? You could have just broke this off and you could have been single. We both could have been happy. I don't understand that.
So, have either one of you ever been a side piece?
Not on purpose.
And
not knowingly.
People always claim the accidental.
No, right. I mean, I honestly haven't. Like, if I was a side piece, I honestly didn't know until maybe after the fact, and I put two and two together. And was like, okay.
Well, I've also been the loving girlfriend.
Say that two times.
I have been the loving girlfriend. And, you know, I've been both.
I can be both. Hashtag no, I'm just
kidding. Right. No. I mean, I'm not how you're supposed to be. Do you want to be both on that? In that sense? Camera, but I've definitely been both accidental and not so accidental. Yeah, you know. I won't say it was on purpose because I didn't just walk in and say, oh, you got a girlfriend? I don't care. I'm going to ride that dick anyway. You know, I
thought even though there are bitches that be out here like that.
But I don't know. When I was in high school, I messed with this guy. I went to Tinley. He went to Warren. His girlfriend went to Pike. And
damn, you just all the Indianapolis high school shit.
I mean, you know, this is a thing. I don't know. But I didn't know.
You better hope somebody not listening. In the
beginning. But then we started messing around. And once I found out, I decided to just keep going with it. And it's crazy because we would, like, do it at her sister's house. And
oh my god!
I know, like, what? I can't believe I was involved. Like, when I was thinking about this episode, I was like,
"Did anything ever cross your mind when it was about to, like, should I do this? Like, did you ever take a second and be like, should I really be doing this?" No, really. You did. Okay, yes.
It's like it comes a point where you just throw all care to the wind.
Yeah, and I was a senior in high school. You know what I mean? I got out of school early on Friday, so I was just like living in the moment. I wasn't even
high school. That don't really count.
You know, that's why I said it wasn't even. Yeah, no, it big was deal. Just like very, very relaxed, and it was just, I don't know.
Very relaxed?
That wasn't probably the best word choice.
But she should see my face. I said, relax? That's how we're describing it?
I think she was like NIU for school, but he was still, I don't know. Either way, she was out of sight, down in mind. It just didn't really cross my mind the way it should have. Not giving myself a pass. I'm just saying it happened.
Yeah. Okay, so I was talking to this man for a couple of weeks, and then he told me he was married before we went on our second date.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And it's crazy because he was well-respected. He had a good career. He was a good dad. He was a good man. If he hadn't told me he was married, I was like, this could work. And then he dropped the bomb. And the crazy thing is, I was telling an adult figure in my life, I was like, guess what? He's married. And she was like, you know, some women like that. I was like,
you know what? The guy I'm dating says that all the time, that some women will purposely chase after a married man. What they get out of it, I have no clue. But
I think sometimes it's for some women just to be able to say, I got him, you know.
No, I think it's that you don't have to deal with that man. Like, the bad parts of him, get the perks. You get the good parts of him. You don't have to deal with him bitching about bills and stuff like that or being a crybaby when he's sick.
You don't deal with a headache.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that because I had another side chick experience, and this was accidental also.
And these disclaimers. this was not on purpose, y'all.
Well, I didn't even mean to do it the first time. It just sort of happened, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. And, but the reason I kept going was because I was just like, this is nice. You know what I mean? I don't have to talk to you all day, every day. I don't have to listen to your problems. You know what I mean? I don't have to like really do like all the girlfriend duties. I'm already busy. You know, I was working at Kroger at the time, so I worked really long hours, barely had any off days. And my daughter was young. And so it was just like, I really don't have time for a relationship, but this little Mickey situation is really good. And it's stress-free. And I know that's bad, but it's just like, I get to send all the problems home to somebody else.
So tell me what happens when you get into these situations where these, we'll probably bring this up later with our famous side chicks, where the man's like, I'm in love with both of them. And then the side chick ends up catching feelings, and then they do want to be the main chick. But
I mean, you take your L.
How do we explain that? Because I feel like it can never be so carefree. Like, eventually, someone's going to fuck up.
I mean, I did catch feelings, but I wasn't trying to pursue it. We didn't originally take it to the next level. But I didn't know we were taking it to the next level until one day he was like, I left my baby mom for you. Are you still like,
oh, damn.
Like,
well,
see? And see? And that right there is how stalkers, that's how stalkers are born right there. I did this girl, for you. And I left it. I sacrificed so much for you.
But, I mean, I don't know. It didn't really work out, but I was just very surprised and I was not expecting that. And, yeah.
You know, I had me a little accidental, and I caught me some feelings, and you just take your L.
Yeah, you do.
Take your L.
You know that you will never have that man. You just know you'll never have him, so you take your L and you keep it moving.
And I think that's where I was in my head before it happened, and I was just like, you know, even if I catch feelings, I'm just going to have to deal with, you know, the repercussions. Yeah. I was not expecting that, but I think my head was already in this is going to be an L in the long run. And it definitely took a different turn.
I remember this one guy, he had a girlfriend. And he was like, you know, every now and then I'll talk to a girl that's not my girlfriend and I catch feelings for her, but I know how to swim.
I know how to swim. Just keep swimming.
He was like,
just
I know how to swim. Just keep swimming.
Right? That's crazy. So you said you had a side dude before, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Oh, he was great.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, hopefully you're watching this, you're getting a really great review.
He gonna know who he is.
Oh. Like, they know they weren't side dude.
Yeah. He was great, you know. He knew his role. We had boundaries.
Come on, knew his role and boundaries.
He knew when to stop texting me at night. He would come pick me up for my class breaks, and we would go get stuff to eat. We would go get something to eat. It was great. He's still a good friend to this day.
I feel like I'm going to sound so hypocritical, but I applaud him.
Yeah.
That sounds so hypocritical, but for some reason, I applaud him.
Take him women, boy.
I don't know why. I just, maybe because he knew his role. I don't know. I don't know. That sounds so
bad. Do you think that a woman doesn't know her role in the side chicory? So, okay.
Not all the time.
So, do you feel like women who are side chicks just go after a man just to say that she's going after a man?
Not every situation, no.
But when you hear the word side chick, is that what you think of?
It depends on
a female.
No, not every time. It depends on the situation. Like you said, because niggas lie every day. You can be a side chick and not know it at all, completely. Find out this man got a whole family. But then you can also be the side chick that know he married, know he got a family, and purposely say, well, fuck it, because I'm getting something out of the deal. Or, you know, knowing they're in a relationship and just want to be able to say the fact that you got the man. I can't fuck with them bitches because I was a victim of that. So PSA, I don't fuck with any of y'all bitches that be out here purposely trying to blow up relationships and take people's mans.
Okay, so how much do you fault the man that falls for it?
Oh, I fault the man just as much. I'm just saying. From woman, you know the song Woman to Woman, Barbara? This is Shirley.
Yes, Betty Wright.
Yes, yes.
That's, I was just listening to that yesterday.
That's where I'm at. Like, look. Shirley, right. You better get the fuck on because I'm going to beat your ass. And after I beat your ass, I'm going to beat his ass for fucking with your ass. So everyone's getting their ass beat today.
Should you fight the side chick?
If she get disrespectful, I will.
I ain't never been in a fight before, so I really don't know.
So let me tell you how this happened with me and my ex. So I had already been dealing with my ex since teenage years.
Lord.
And so, on and off and on, like 6 years, and then we finally get together. So I'm thinking, everything's finally going the way it should, right? Well, then the side bitch comes up. She already came up once trying to cause trouble, and they had knew each other from back in the day, and he told her, no, I'm with her. Then she came around and blew everything up, talking about how he had been staying at her house, she was pregnant, everything. And so then she got disrespectful, talking about, well, I've been knowing who you are. You in Bloomington. You ain't got no car. You with your out of shape ass and all.
Yeah.
And so,
Baby T said, I'm turned up too.
See, Tess said, who that talk about my mama? See, who you be? It's okay, baby. This was before your time. So then I said, you know what? I already didn't like you, first of all, because you were fucking with my man. Now you done got disrespectful. So now if I ever saw you in the streets, I'm beating your ass. I hope you know that. And I actually rode up to Indianapolis. I went from Bloomington to Indianapolis. Squad full car. 6 of us. Like, where she at? And her and her sister dipped because they did not realize that I was coming full squad mode. Like, bitch, the fuck? What you mean I got no car and I'm in Bloomington? I will get to Indianapolis.
I don't think I would fight the side chick because I would be so mad at my man for allowing her to feel like she could approach me or contact me in any way to just feel like she has some kind of power over me. And at the end of the day, he don't want me. So I'm going to fight her over a man that don't want me.
I'm not fighting her over the man. I'm fighting her over the disrespect. Because you're disrespectful.
But he disrespected
he disrespected
and he disrespectful
me.
Too.
He allowed it.
He could have lied to her. You know?
Oh, no. In this case, she knew we were together. She knew. She stalked my Facebook. she knew all about me. I said, okay. No.
In this moment, I don't think I would fight the side chick. I think I would slap his ass.
I mean, I don't think I would fight her either, only because I'm probably going to take him back.
Maybe not,
but we're
oh, I didn't. We were done.
We're going to Michigan at some point.
We were done.
And I don't know. I just don't want to look
messy.
Yeah. And I don't want to give you that type of satisfaction.
And I don't want no man to know I'm fighting somebody over his ass.
Right.
But see, because he disrespected me and allowed her to disrespect me.
At the root of it.
Yeah, at the root of it. This is because of him. The disrespect
wouldn't have been there without him. That's how I feel.
No matter who initiated it, he allowed it to happen.
True.
So we did, but as we go on, we did have a guy write in about being a side dude, side nigga, whatever y'all want to call it. And so I'm trying to pull up that message now so I can share that with you kind folks.
Feel free to write us, y'all, mailbag letters, whatever y'all right. want to talk to us about, confessions.
On Facebook, messaging, Instagram DM, email, all the above. But his message reads, my friend set me up with one of her girlfriends. On my way back from vacation, I would stop to see her. We hang out, go to the movies, go to dinner, met her friends, get-togethers, etc. I even helped her get or found out what her favorite dog was. She took me to eat at her favorite spot. Shit was going good until one morning I woke up getting ready for work and he was spending the night, obviously. I woke up and she woke up to give me a kiss and I just felt like something was different. The kiss and the whole body language was different. Ain't that crazy how much you just read? That kiss wasn't the same. That wasn't my normal morning kiss.
Something ain't right.
Right. But anyway, the kiss was different. The whole body language was different. That night she calls me and tells me she can't be in a relationship because she has to get herself together. Some weeks later,
things that women say to cover up a lie.
That's cool. Some weeks later, I'm hanging with her friend. We go over to the girl's house. I was talking to her. And her friend knocks on the door, and the dude answers, her boyfriend. We make eye contact, but it was like, I see type of look.
Like, I got you. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. She calls me days later apologizing, but I just hung up. About a year later, she wants to talk, but I'm over it. And she tells me how she tells me how she was sorry for leading me on. And then she tells me about her life. The guy, her boyfriend that entered the door, was locked up at the time and got out. They got back together. First of all, is this a Rodney situation? Or what was dude's name from Baby Boy? Snoop's character.
Yeah, Rodney. Rodney. It was Rodney. I was like, wait, I was thinking about it.
Because they were coming home from jail. And
Dang near.
But there was more. When she got pregnant, he left her and then got locked back up. She had to move back in with her parents so they could help her. I was thinking about just fucking her and blocking her afterwards, but I felt she was going through enough. That's where you're wrong.
Not fucking and blocking her.
Right. Long story short, I was dick until her man got out. Now, the part about fucking her and blocking her, you was mad.
Savage.
But, right. I feel bad because she didn't tell him up front that he was the side dude or that she really had someone that she was, you know, trying to be with.
Because she could have kept it real with him, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to run the risk and keep it real with people. And he might not have wanted to fuck with her, but she would have found somebody that would have.
Some people are just willing to be the side piece role. They are willing to do it.
A side piece. Just tell them, hey, I just want sex.
Yeah.
I just want this to be strictly dickly. And I'm not talking about our sexuality. You know? So, but on that note, though, can you do more than just sex with the side piece? Like, you were saying you and your side piece used to go get lunch. But can you, you know, go to the movies, hang out?
Yeah, I done that with...
Nika about to tell on herself.
Right, go ahead. So I put my
These
shit
are my there. Confessions. I'm going to sing that all episode.
I mean, when I was a side chick, I used to do that with, you know, we used to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did
I got
you?
The good parts, you know?
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, I mean...
Go on somewhere, Lex.
Right? I mean, I think there are definitely levels to it. I think that sometimes people, almost like married men who have mistresses, they'll be going on vacations and on their work trips. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, Lord. The worst, not the work trips.
Together, whereas some people, it's just like a quick 5-minute meetup or maybe 10, however long it takes you. I don't know. But a quick meetup and then you go on about your business. Have you ever seen Adulterers?
I've seen parts of it, but that movie, what I did see, was absolutely crazy.
It was. You ever seen Anika?
I don't think so.
It's on
it's
Netflix.
It's like a man who's...
It's
their anniversary, and he's telling his coworkers that he bought his wife or whatever he wants to do. And he goes home, and the wife's fucking another man. And,
ain't the man and the husband friends or something like that?
No, they're not friends. She's like, I was trying to get money to buy you this guitar for your birthday, and then the guy who's getting cheated on ends up calling the other man's wife over. And he has the gun out, and then he fucks the other man's wife in front of him. He's the whole time like, no, babe, no.
That was the part I saw. I said, he really fucking this other man's wife?
Right, he just called him his wife, and he was so in love with his wife. Like, he was.
Wasn't that technically rape? I feel like.
No, because the wife was willing to do it. And then he had the gun, and when they got done, the wife was like, I don't care what happens to him. Like, saying, you can kill
him. Because he had cheated.
Yeah, by her husband.
Because he had cheated too.
This wasn't his first time getting caught. Oh, she was like, again?
She was pissed.
And this is what you get because you keep making the same mistakes.
See, exactly.
It was a little deep. But that movie, my jaw just dropped when I watched it. Like, damn, I won't ever cheat on my husband and I won't ever be in somebody's house because I'm not going out like that.
Never.
Ain't nobody putting a gun in my head. But no.
And that's why I try to tell people. That's how stalkers and crazy people is born. Be talking about, oh, this is just for fun. Then niggas show up at the door with a gun.
So, when you had your side piece, Mika, or your experiences being accidental, Lex is over there holier than thou, and
See, why I gotta be considered holier than thou? I feel like that sounds so, like, I'm so judgy, and that's not...
I mean, I just gotta say something. But...
I've never really had the opportunity. It's not like a nigga came and was like, hey, I want you to be my side chick.
Oh,
like,
that's never how it happens.
No, never.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I've never been in a situation where I keep going back. If I find out it's done.
I did have a man tell me that he was looking for a side chick and he would pay the girl.
He would pay.
Yep.
Them be the married ones. They be all on every girl. But so like, where does it go down? Are you bold enough to be in their house or have them in your house, or is it like a car thing? Is it like a room thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because back when my first one, like I said, we would be at his girlfriend's sister's house while the girlfriend was out of college. My second one, I lived on my own, so I could just, you know, be working from home. And
wait, it was the girlfriend's sister's house?
Because the girlfriend was off at college. I was a senior in high school. Like, he had graduated the year before. So
oh, I'd be looking at the sister so wrong. Like, how you gonna let this go down, really?
She didn't know. She was at work. This was during daytime.
Oh, okay, Jesus. Okay.
It's been a car thing before. lunch breaks. Late night creep. And at my house, you know,
been on the phone where somebody like the girlfriend calls or something and had to send it back quietly.
Yeah, this is bad,
right? I saw a meme and it was DW, you know, the little Arthur memes. It was DW Arthur, and it was like, since you want to be funny, coughing in the background. I'm leaving. I'm like, that is so funny, which I ain't never been a cougher. I'm just gonna make me a drink or something. I ain't got time. I'm just kidding.
I mean,
I'm just playing like more of a thousand.
I saw something online one time where
this is gonna sound bad. I'm sorry.
I think it was a funny story or a Twitter thread or something where the dude had a side chick, but she didn't know she was the side chick. And he invited her to, like, Thanksgiving dinner or something. And the girlfriend was there and was like, I just wanted y'all to meet and we all can get along. And basically was proposing they all just be together. And she looked at him like, what the fuck? I'm thinking you about to introduce me to your family as your woman. Come to find out you got another woman. And you want us to be both be your women.
Those side chicks that be messy. Like, why you want to be messy? If you obviously... I don't know. Maybe not obviously, but you obviously like the nigga. You like spending time with him. You like having sex with him. You like, why you want to mess that up? Like,
yeah, and I think that's
he ain't never gonna talk to you again.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the only reason I got promoted when I did is because I feel like the only reason I did get that was because I wasn't messy and I didn't let it bother me. Like, you know, I didn't try to intervene in between. You know what I mean?
Everything that had gone on,
I was just like, you know what? That's between y'all. I'm never about to start talking to you because y'all drama would be a little too much, and that's what it was the next level. But I never was trying to. No. I was about to ask another question. Oh, have you ever. This is going to be weird. This is going to sound like a really weird question. Probably going to get a lot of judgment for this. But have you ever caught your man talking to his side chick? And just act like you didn't hear it, or just caught him in general.
I ain't act like I ain't hear that shit. I heard it, but I sure did not act like I did not hear it.
I will say, I didn't catch. Like I said, she blew him up. She texted my phone and was letting me know everything that had been going down the last few weeks.
Looking for that validation.
Yeah. When I called him, he tried to act like he was talking to his friend. I said, you was just at your friend's house, so I know you ain't sitting up talking on the phone to him.
And niggas don't talk on the phone like that anyway.
That's when you be like, which friend?
You know their voices change when they on the phone with their friends. And that's what the problem was. His voice was too gentle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. That was it.
He was
right
saying
there.
Something about being at work all the time and not having
my
enough
blood
time.
Would start boiling so fast. I would have had that sweat on my brow. Like,
be like, okay, who you talking to?
Calm down,
yeah. Yeah, you know, he might have got slapped afterwards. I don't know, but he probably did. Ooh, I'm getting mad all over thinking about it. Ask another question.
Right. Well, I was going to say, there was a guy that I, the promoter. And
the promoter.
You know, I think there was a little woman on the side because we had our problems too. And I remember one time, it was like 2 in the morning. And we were sitting there. And his phone just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. And I'm just like, first of all, why don't you got it on silent? And second of all, I was just like, just answer it. Answer it.
Just answer.
I'm like, she gonna keep calling. I know it's a she. I'm like, just answer it. So I listen to their little conversation. And I'm just like, this motherfucker here. But
this motherfucker.
I had already pretty much decided. I think I was done at that point. So at that point, I was just like, you know what?
It was the icing on the cake. Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've. Well, yeah. Well, my ex, she busted him up. I'm really trying to think if I ever. I mean, I've caught people up in lies as far as. I'm trying to think. I would say lies more so as far as, like, saying that, oh, that they're all about me, but they really not. It's like, if you talking to other people, that's fine. Like, you, just be honest. Yeah. I'm not tripping.
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say, me and my friends were talking about this, and we were just wondering why so many men with girlfriends, like, why they cheating on their girlfriends? Like, do we have side chick written on our forehead? Or are you just being a nigga?
And it's like, why do you think I would be down with that?
Yeah, like, even whether it's intentional or unintentional, we're going to find out at some point. But
I agree.
I be asking guys, what's your girlfriend like? Like, why are you cheating? I want to know why you're cheating. It helps me get inside the mind of a man.
Yeah, I agree. I have, there's a guy at my job, and he has a girlfriend, and he's always like, you know, trying to talk to me and just telling me how he would change my life, which I just be laughing at because I'm just like, boy, I doubt you would. But I just don't get it. And his girlfriend's white, and so he's always like, you know, I've never really been attracted to a black girl like that, blah, blah, blah. And I just don't get, like, you already told me you have a girlfriend. Why are you still trying to pursue this, you know?
No, really.
He just want to see if you don't go.
And that's why I be thinking, I just be laughing and making jokes about it, but I don't even take it seriously because I'm just like, bro, it's not. This is not really my cup of tea.
No, I've had.
You're not my
property,
and you're younger than me.
You're younger than me.
And I will probably turn you from the big dog you think you are to a little pup, so don't play with me.
Ooh. All right.
But anyway.
I'll say, I had. Now, I've been in a situation where, like, a guy I've had history with, like, we used to talk, but it didn't work out because he ended up being with someone else. And in between their relationship problems, we try to come back over this way. And then I'll be like, we be flirting and talking about, hi, and I'll be like, wait a minute, so, are you single? Well, I mean, you know, like, it's kind of complicated, you know, it's kind of complicated. Oh.
Man, you ain't never getting a text back from me if I hear that shit.
I'm like, it's complicated. Oh, I'm like, well, you talking
hell.
You
tell me what it is right now.
I'm like,
so I can decide
for me. I said, you talking hell shit for someone for a complicated situation. Matter of fact, I remember he got married and then divorced. And then I guess they were trying to work things out, but legally they're not married yet. And he was talking hella cash. And I said, didn't you say you trying to work things out with your ex-wife? He's like, well, you know, you single until you marry. I said, but aren't y'all currently, like, together, like, living together in a relationship? Right. Well, yeah. I said, well, then you, bye. You don't need to be hitting up my phone for nothing.
Okay.
No. I'm like, we be cool. Godspeed. Catch up, because, you know, we cool like that, but don't cross this line. Stay on your side, and I'm going to stay over here, okay?
Yeah. Okay. One thing I can say is now that I'm older, you know, I won't even say that I'm older, but now that I just have, like, am in a different headspace, I don't even think I would entertain the idea of, like, messing with the guy who has a girlfriend. Because it's just like, you know, you get to a point where you're just trying to build more so, and you want something solid.
Mama!
And you want to feel like you're getting something out
Mama!
Of
Mama!
What you're giving out. Yes, not that I would have sex to get something in return, but I'm just saying, in general, you know, I don't want to just, you know, be out here doing things for no reason. You know, the thrill, at some point you get to a point where it's just like, sex is good, but it's even better when you really have feelings for the person.
And me, I'm a firm believer in karma. What goes around comes around. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's true, but look at Dr. Jackie.
Doctor Who?
Oh, you don't know that.
Married to Medicine.
Well, she see, seemed like a great person, and she, her husband cheated on her. But you know what? Now that she's kind of shady, I'm thinking maybe this is your karma, girl, because you done turned into a shady Katie. No. I don't know. She done got kind of shady recently, but...
She's just a little bitter from the situation.
She's probably bitter, yeah.
But you know Mariah, she got cheated on, too.
Yeah, that's true. Mariah did.
Good people get cheated on. Niggas
they do.
That's why I'm like, karma they really ain't got... I used to say karma too, but shit.
And you know
gonna get
what?
Hurt regardless.
You know what I think also makes me a little more mad? It's bad enough when men out here be cheating on good women. When these good women be out here cheating on these good men, and there's good women out here like us can't trying to figure out where the good men at, and then you done broke his heart and done messed him all up because you decided you wanted to be a thought. Oh,
girl, I mean, this.
I mean, like, excuse me. I mean, why would you cheat on this good man? Why? Why? That's like our one last mailbag letter we had.
With old
girl, Mandy. She was not to play any. She had this good man, and I'm like, girl, don't do it. That's a good man right there. I mean, y'all got y'all problems, but don't do it.
I was thinking about that the other day. He probably just wants some pussy. He wanted to fly her out to Cali so he could just get it a few more times.
Mm-hmm. And she probably would have been hooked, line, and sinker to keep going.
But it's hard to resist sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm. The pulls do be magnetic. It is hard,
especially when you know it's going to be good. Ooh, I had a little situation this weekend, but I resisted. God is good.
Well, amen. Right, he blocked it.
The crazy thing is, I know it would have been great. So I'm still beating myself up about that a little bit. But I feel
that's
so
your flesh.
Good.
that's your flesh trying to resist the devil and he will flee.
For real though.
You're not to
Let's
temptation,
say a word.
Okay?
That's a word.
The God will give you a way out. Listen to that way out.
So yeah, I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And I think it's important just to say that y'all gonna be mad at this. But you can only respect somebody's relationship as much as they do.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
actually.
Because you want, like, society expects me to take somebody's relationship seriously when their man is, you know.
But at the same time, you have a point, and I'm not gonna argue that, because men should definitely, and women, whoever's in the relationship, the two people need to take it seriously. But it also comes down to self-respect as well,
mm-hmm.
dealing with that person, mm-hmm. and what you will allow, and who you will share your body with, and how you'll share it, and the why, which everybody's why is different.
And I just still think, like, okay, would I want this to happen to me? No. So I'm like, I even though as far as respecting someone else's relationship or taking it seriously, I think to a certain extent, it's not as far as taking it seriously, but respecting the fact that there is a relationship here.
And I mean, we
so
all
for me,
it,
yeah. So for me, it's like, would I want someone coming in and doing this to my relationship? Oh no, because I all hell would break loose. So I'm not going to intentionally, purposely, or you know, find out later. Oh y'all, you are on. I'm gonna cut it off right then and there. No, I'm just
Lauren,
not
how long
go
before
there.
You got your promotion?
Oh, that's a good
question. I mean, it's weird because we
just chuckled.
The
she
laugh.
Just did.
Like, because it was like, I think the first time we messed around was in May, and then we messed around like sometime midsummer, which turned me off because I didn't realize his son was home, and then his son woke up crying. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not dealing with this. So I stopped talking to him for a while, and then like in September, October, we like picked it back up, and I would say that went on for probably like another, I would say, let's see, that was October. So by like, is that my phone?
Nope.
Oh.
Nika's alarms.
Shit, now I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So probably by like probably December, January is when I got the promotion. So May, June, July, August, October, November, December, January. So like 8 months.
Eight months.
I wasn't looking for no promotion. I'm just be out here trying to fucking hit the streets and live type shit.
There's folks out here making career out being a side chick and don't even know it.
I mean,
out here waiting
I've heard
for
things,
years.
Well, some in some situations. But so back to the Amina and Tara situation.
Lord.
Because if you guys watch Love & Hip Hop, I haven't watched it in a while, but this was one of the messy situations because Peter Guns had, I think, like 4 or 5 kids with Tara. And
he has 3 by her.
Okay. 3 kids by her. My bad.
But he got 12 total because he got different baby mamas.
And Amina was his artist because he's a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up messing with Amina and marrying her. when he was with Tara, but they broke up and he married Mina, but still continues to go back and mess with Tara. I think Tara and Mina had both had a baby since his marriage to Mina. So it was just a very messy situation. Thoughts on the main chick becoming the side chick becoming the main chick. That was like a whole role reversal. Freaky Friday.
You know, Lil Dicky, Chris Brown. You know, honestly, I've in that situation, although legally Peter married Amina, I still consider her the side chick because of how he treated her.
Even though she had his last name?
Yeah, because of how he treated her. Because, first off, you legally married this woman, but you kept it a secret and still maintained, for public's sake, this relationship with Tara. Like, they had been together for 13 years and had two kids already, lived together, all that. And my thing is, if you were so in love with Amina and marrying her and you were dead set on spending the rest of life with her, why not just come out with it and be like, hey, Tara, this is not working. I done fell in love with this other woman and just kept it 100, but you still kept her secret. And I'm sorry, if I have your last name, before I have your last name, I'm not about to be a secret to nobody. I don't give a fuck who it is. You're not about to keep me a secret, first off. Goes back to self-respect. And then after the marriage thing all came out, her and Tara was done. He still kept going back to Tara. Whenever everything went wrong with him and Amina, it was always right back to Tara. When Tara wasn't taking him back, he went right back to Amina. And Amina, with her dumb ass, kept taking him back, got pregnant, had an abortion, got pregnant again, then Tara somehow, he helped moved into the same building as them. He helping her move, got drunk, that's how she got pregnant. I said, you know what?
The Tara dumb too.
Y'all, as I was gonna say, I said, you know, y'all both dumb as hell. Y'all really are both dumb as hell. Like Cardi B said, y'all both here sitting here fighting over this man and wanting to see claim titles over this man who them both did y'all dirty and then gave y'all nothing but heartbreak, pain, and as Cardi B said, babies. Yeah. Amina up here talking about, well, you're the side chick, Tara, and I'm the make all because you guys last name. But look how he treated you, boo boo.
I mean, look, I don't understand why either one of them wanted to carry on with that. Like,
yeah, that's what I was about to say. Why would they even want to be enough involved?
Right. Like, if I was Tara, I would be like,
I'm like, you could have him, honey.
Okay, you cheated on me. Getting married is the last straw.
And what side chick wants to be the main chick? I mean, if I'm a side chick, you're going to cheat on me. That's one thing.
And
I know
that was
for
my
sure.
thing. It's like some side chicks think, well, he will never do this to me. Why wouldn't he? He been doing. He did it to her. Why? What makes you think he wouldn't do it to you? It's a pattern. And he kept doing it for like 3 extra seasons, and still no one got the hint.
I mean, I agree with that. And when I got my little promotion, I didn't really. I knew it was on
her and his little thumb. I mean, when I got my little promotion, you know.
Saying that so you guys know what I'm referencing.
With a hair flip.
But girl, but I didn't even. I knew it was coming. I'm like, it's only a matter of time because A, this is my karma, and this is what I'm gonna get. And B, obviously, this is who this nigga is, but.
And you know what really kills me?
I was just trying to just see what was happening. You know, sometimes you just go with the flow of life and just see what happens.
So what did you like about the guy? Well, like, what made you be okay with being this side chick after you found out?
I mean, we just always had a really good time together. It was just like, you know, we would just hang out. We would chat about, you know, just random stuff. And it was always just very relaxed. Where some, I feel like a lot of guys that I meet just because of my personality, they don't know how to take me, so they feel, like, offended or they get defensive when I say certain stuff. But he would just be like, you know, I love the way you talk to me. I love the way your personality. Yeah. I love, you know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? I like the way you talk back.
I like the way you talk back.
You know, talk back to me.
I think that's what it was for me, too. I feel like a lot of people didn't know how to take me, but it was just like, he gets me.
Right.
We had a nice little friendship.
Right.
Deep spot.
Yes. That's why. Yes. All the above. So, I don't know. It was just very fun. Like I said, in that saying, I was in my fuck it, nigga, hit the streets and live phase. So, as Future said, or whatever rapper said it, I don't know.
It was Future.
Shout out to him. Because he was one of our songs of the week. So, is it ever, ooh, we get into time, but my last question is it ever acceptable to have a side piece? For example, if, like, you've been married and your wife has suddenly become sick and is bedridden for the rest of her life and she can't get out of bed.
That kind of stuff got me really not.
Say that situation one more time. Sorry. Like if my child was asking to put trolls back on. I'm so sorry. What was it again?
If you get married and like you're a little older and your wife, let's say, gets sick and she's bedridden, is it ever okay to cheat? Because I had a manager once that tried to talk to me and I was like, you know, you married. He was like, no, my wife is sick. She's giving me permission to.
That's kind of like How to Get Away with Murder with Nate and Annalise and that. If you watch that,
I don't watch that, but if, I was just like, that's fine that she gave me that permission. Yeah,
but that's fine. That's not good for me.
Right.
Yeah, because it's just, even, because for first off, even if she's sick and bedridden, it's still for better or for worse. You made a commitment. You took vows, so you should be by her side. But she's giving him the permission, though. Nah, bruh.
Because she cannot do for him
what she knows he's a man. If she can't, you know.
Well, if that, as long as she okay with it, cool. I'm not going to be an accessory to it.
You guys have that agreement, but I think that would take a strong woman, too. But if you know you can't do it, what else are you going to do? You know what I mean?
I'm not going to be an accessory.
Is it selfish of you to want him to not?
Exactly.
If you know he has needs.
Yeah, that is a little selfish.
You know, that's what I would think about. I don't know.
I know. Marriage is tough.
I don't
know. Marriage is tough. And I say that like I've been married. But from the outside looking in, it just looks a little tough.
Hard.
It looks like something I'm going to have to pray on before I enter.
Well, you know, maybe we should give a disclaimer this episode. That we're not out here stealing people's men.
Right. That's why. That's another lesson I learned. Like, if I fuck your man, he's going to fuck with me again. He probably ain't going to nap.
And nap is small. So I feel like you got to be careful. Because if your ish get out, nap is small, you're going to be looking at it like, oh, yeah, she fucked with so-and-so's man. So, that's why.
I ain't never heard that about me
until
I told you. So,
yeah, until we told you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad y'all got y'all shit under wraps. But other folk out here, listen. Ain't so good about keeping their shit under wraps.
Yeah, this is true. So, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. As always, follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC, Instagram, Ladies Night Podcast, and like our Facebook page, Ladies Night Podcast. Let the ladies fix your life. Ladies, fix my life. Send us those emails to your questions, comments, concerns, problems, you know, relationship issues, parenting questions, all the above. Ladies Night for Moms at gmail.com. Leave us a review on iTunes. Comment on our SoundCloud link or comment on the episode. Y'all got anything to say? Nikki, you got a positive word for us? Don't be no side bitch, bitch. Right. No, I'm just playing.
Don't be out here stealing niggas.
I'm about to say ashes to ashes, dust to side chicks.
I felt that. No, I'm just playing. I've been out of the game for a while, so I ain't feel shit. But, anyway.
Lauren said, actually, I can't say that because I was one. She right. said, wait a minute.
I ain't tripping, though. I'm walking my truth.
Okay.
Transparency. Transparency. No judgment. Nobody's perfect.
Y'all know I love Sarah Jackson. She said, that's how you grow. Transparency, vulnerability.
Right. I'm trying to let y'all get to know me, us. But yeah, we're going to get on out of here. Don't forget to come see us at Howl at the Moon as well, March 30th from 7 to 10. And then we'll probably do some bar hopping or something afterwards. So that'll be a good night. Come turn up with the ladies. And
we've probably all been a victim of unintentional side chickery.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Or side dickery, because as our listener wrote in, that he was an unintentional side dick. So anyway, y'all have a good Monday, a good week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see y'all later.
Bye.
And we ain't judging the side chicks, just so y'all know.
Right, we love y'all too. We know you gotta get it how you live. It did be good. Anyway.
Y'all see my face. The intentional ones I'm judging. The unintentionals I'm not judging, y'all.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.